from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That would be Baskin. I'd be Phelps. Coming up on Sunday, Browns against the Dallas Cowboys to start the season. We're all sad that Jim Donovan is not able to continue in his job. We're all happy that the gentleman who joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline will be taking over. Mr. Andrew Siciliano, who's been a friend of the show since day 7 here on our show. Andrew, good to have you with us.
Hey, hey. Congratulations.
Guys, it is good. Thank you. It is good to be with you. And yeah, let me echo what you just said there, Phelps. Not the circumstances, certainly, that you expect that call to happen. The man's an icon, and he carries himself with such amazing class, and he brings such joy to every game and joy to all the fans, including me. And like I told him, I used to sync up the radio to the TV as much as I could, living as far away as I do. And when I was working, there were a lot of Sundays when I was working, I would sit in my car and listen to Sirius until they would play his highlights with Doug. I mean, and the way Jim has always carried himself with such class, and they are big shoes to fill. It is a humbling honor. And it is good to be here talking to you guys, as we have for so many years.
And we will continue to. Is it true that it was make or break? You had to eat a sandwich with mayonnaise on it to get this gig?
Because you know why? You know why, Andrew?
What's that?
Because this is why.
Mayonnaise is a pox on the earth.
It is. Is mayonnaise the sponsor of the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, by the way?
Should I know that now?
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to want to board
on that one. No, I would not have eaten a mayonnaise sandwich.
Wow. I just want to make sure. Want to make sure we got you on the record.
I might have.
That's great.
I might have, guys.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're taking.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be calling games for a team that we just had our buddy Nick Costos on the show at 11 o'clock, who said, yeah, I over under. Yeah. And he was just kind of like, okay, we're all excited. He wasn't excited. And it's interesting to me because there's so many question marks about a team that we all think is really pretty good, Andrew.
And I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
I'm curious to see where this goes. We all know Deshaun Watson. That's the big deal for this team this year. We just talked to our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, a bit ago. Left tackle is going to be an interesting situation. And then I think ultimately tackle will be an interesting situation. What's your gut tell you about all that?
My gut tells me, hold on a second, guys. I'm at an airport and I'm trying to switch over to the AirPods and it's not working.
It's okay. Oh, now it is. Just switched over.
Tackle is definitely something to be left tackle, definitely something to be concerned with, and especially against Micah Parsons. Now, back out bigger picture for a second and take the Cowboys game out of this equation. I am not a us-against-the-world person, although I realize us-against-the-world is very much a thing at all for it. Let's go. It does blow me away. It is jarring when I turn on my good friends at NFL Network, when I open up The Athletic, when I turn on, although currently with the ESPN DirecTV fight, I don't have ESPN, but when I, see it elsewhere, it is stunning how, not that people aren't picking this team to do much, let's say, make it to New Orleans, but they're not even picking them to make the playoffs. And that, to me, is stunning. I think this team last year reveled
in being told, oh, no, the season's over because this guy's out. And then next week, now this guy's out. And then next week, now three more guys are out. And they embraced it. It was almost like, all right, well, it just makes it that much more interesting when we do go out and win, because I know we are going to go out and win. And I think that's the way you start this season. Left tackle? Oh, no, you can't beat the Cowboys without a left tackle. Who knows who the left tackle is going to be? I'm just projecting here when you're facing Micah Parsons and no one's going to pick you for the playoffs because you have on paper the most difficult schedule in the NFL. But you know what? Bring it on. Let's go. And one more thing about the schedule, the entire AFC North plays the schedule. Obviously, the Bengals finished last, so theirs is a bit easier. But the strength of schedule is based on last year's numbers, right? The second the ball kicks off tonight, those numbers are worthless. Yes, you have a general idea of what those teams did last year, but that was last year. It doesn't mean anything. So forget about strength of schedule. It's a week at a time, and I know that sounds cliche, but I'm ready.
All right, speaking of schedules, because I just want to pull back the curtain here a little bit, and I'm looking at your schedule. You've got Peacock on Saturday night, right? You've got Boise State and Oregon, and then you'll be doing Browns Cowboys
right now.
So you're going into Eugene now. Gotcha.
So
are you going to keep doing Peacock all season long, or how are you going to be able to do this? I'm just curious.
No, that is a great question. I have a couple of games in September. That's all I'm signed up for right now.
Gotcha.
We'll pull back the curtain. I don't know what's coming up, but I know I got these two and we're going to make it work. And the Browns are amazingly gracious, and I'm amazingly grateful to them for rolling with it. I made the commitment to NBC, but obviously the Browns thing is not anything I would want to let go. So we're going to make it work. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, team efforts.
Yes.
And, you could sleep on the plane, as I always like to tell people.
Nothing wrong with that. What's your next college game then?
Coming up in a couple of weeks, it might involve a team that plays in Columbus, but we'll let NBC announce it.
That would work out well, especially if they...
Way to go, Andy. You almost made him spill the beans.
Well, I wasn't going to say, but you might want to marshal your way to that game. I'm just not sure. Okay.
Hey now.
Oh.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
That was pretty slick.
Yeah.
What happens in the second year of a defense under a coordinator after they make big steps in year number one?
That is a great question because statistically, like for example, this is the very first time we've ever had a week one in which the best passing defense and the best total defense of the NFL faced off against a quarterback, fun fact, that led the league in passing touchdowns a year ago in Dak Prescott with his 36. So they start with a challenge. Obviously, every one of these games is a challenge. How do you get better? Probably a little bit better in the red zone. How do you get better? The Denver game and the Houston game in the playoffs come to mind where, the tackling seemed to disappear and they gave up too many explosives and it was just a bad day. Every defense has bad days. Every offense has bad days. Every team has bad days. I'm sure they will tell you that they need to cut down on those bad days. And look, just get the taste of Houston out of your mouth. People have been waiting. You've been waiting. I've been waiting. Fans have been waiting 8 months now to put that Houston game behind them. One game on Sunday against the Cowboys can't do that and can't totally erase that memory, but it would be a heck of a start.
Andrew, I'm just curious your thoughts on the modified kickoff rule. And, we didn't see anything in the preseason. And do you think now suddenly – we hit the real thing tonight. Are we going to start seeing more, more play in this dynamic kickoff?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fascinating because tonight you have two of the best special teams units in all of football. You have Dave Tobe, who's a legend coaching the Chiefs. Honestly, I'm surprised he has not gotten a shot as a head coach. And then you have a head coach for the Ravens who got to his job by being a special teams coach. From talking to coaches around the league during the preseason, honestly, most of them just want to kick it out of the back of the end zone and take it up 30.
It's kind of a bummer,
isn't
it?
What to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, look, there are coaches who are trying to limit the damage, and a lot of them have just said, hey, listen, we'll let someone else figure it out. Like, there are going to be a couple of big returns. We'll see how it works. We'll see how teams play it. In other words, we're going to cautiously dip our toe in the water and then see how it goes. Now, not all those coaches plan to do that for 18 weeks or 17 games in 18 weeks. You know, I think they've all spent the summer, the off season, in the lab trying to draw stuff up and making sure they practice it when the media isn't present at camp, or really diving in these last 10 days when it's back to regular season media reporting rules at practice. There are plenty of teams that are going to come out and run outside zone or just treat it like a normal scrimmage play and try to draw something up like you would see in the run game. And then plenty of teams are going to, you know, bop it out of the back of the end zone. It is a brave new world, and for those who didn't watch the preseason, it looks unlike anything you have truly ever seen on a football field. It is weird.
It is. Andrew Siciliano joining us. Is there any chance that the league steps in during season if everybody's booming it out of the end zone and says, okay, we'll put it on the 35?
I don't think so. I think they missed that chance. They had that chance this past week. I really thought they were going to move it to the 35. Jerry Jones mentioned it. Sean Payton mentioned it. You know, I was on a call, a preseason production call with broadcasters, with the league office, as they were walking us through what we're going to see. And somebody asked that point blank, are you going to move it to the 35? And the answer wasn't a no. And that was about 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, aha, it's going to happen. But they didn't. They had the chance. Let's see how it goes. Look. Pass interference replay review was a one-year experiment. It failed miserably. They got rid of it. I don't think this is going to fail miserably, but I am fairly confident that whatever happens this year, it is going to be tweaked next year. I just don't think it's fair to do it in season. Like, I mean, imagine if they had different special teams rules week one than they did week nine. Right. And then week nine, a team's going, well, wait a minute. If this had happened week one, we would have had the ball here instead of there. And then we would have had a better shot at the end zone. You don't want that. You don't want those arguments.
No, not at all. Hey, I just want to go back to the Browns here for a second. Do you think they have enough firepower at wide receiver? Because Jeff and I have been talking about that a little bit here. I mean, I feel good about Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy. Like, there's got to be something more
step
there.
Step up, fellas.
Yeah.
Look, they want to unlock the guy that was a first-round pick in Jerry Jeudy that had flashes of brilliance and route running and amazing feet, who occasionally had trouble holding onto the football. But they want to unlock Alabama Jerry Jeudy, and I think they can. And then you need to hope that Amari Cooper stays healthy and that, you know, as he gets into his 30s here, he still is an elite player. And down the stretch last year, he was absolutely an elite player. Go back to Christmas Eve in Houston. 265 is an elite player. The guy's special. I do think that Cedric Tillman has a chance to truly step up to be that big body X. I'm not saying he's Michael Pittman, but look at the Colts. I mean, that's the kind of guy that I think the Browns think he can be. I know that's a pretty high bar, but it isn't. He's a third-round pick. He could be that guy. I think they do have enough. I do.
Best of luck with your travels.
Yeah, Andrew, it was very nice. By the way, it was nice of the NCAA and the NFL to get together to make sure that you know that there's 2-minute timeout in college now.
Yeah.
And you've got tablets on the field, and you've got the headphones and the mic, and the earpiece and the thing, so you're good there. And then the Browns were nice enough that they knew you'd have to transition from the green of Oregon to now the green of Cleveland with Huntington Bank Field. So it's all worked out for you. This was all meant to be this weekend.
It is meant to be, and I sometimes struggle with words, and maybe I wasn't as eloquent, but you know, it is truly, truly a bittersweet honor here, because that booth is always Jim's, and you know, that video gave me chills last week, and you know, obviously our prayers are with them, and we're all with them in this fight here, I don't know, I'm kind of.
No, we get it. Yeah. Everyone feels the same way.
We get it.
Safe travels. We'll talk to you Sunday on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
I'll see you Sunday. Have a good game Saturday and Sunday, my friend.
Love you guys. See you.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye. Andrew Siciliano joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
We've reached love you guys. Goodbye. We've reached it. That's the pinnacle.
Aw.
Congratulations.
You've never said that to me.
I will never say that to you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.